welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Now, you're in Philadelphia right now in tech rehearsals, I understand, working on a new Christina Anderson play. How's that going?
It's going really well, actually. We preview, so our first audience comes this Friday, and then we open next Wednesday. So we're right in the thick of tech.
And I understand this is a play that you will be bringing to OSF at some point?
That is correct. I start rehearsals on How to Catch Creation by Christina Anderson at OSF on June 6th.
I'm curious, what inspired you to get involved in theater in the first place? What lit that spark?
When I was a little kid, I saw Swan Lake when I was 4. My mom took me to see it from the nosebleed seats at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., where I was born. And I remember seeing the little, you know, look like dolls spinning around. And the next, you know, week, I demanded that I take ballet classes. For a while, I thought I was going to be a dancer and found theater sometime in high school.
Now, you were at the Denver Theater for Performing Arts a couple, 3 years ago during a period of some turmoil, staff turnover and other big changes. Do you see any similarities with the situation you're walking into at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival?
I actually don't. I feel like the major difference is that they were actually going through a series of major transitions when I was hired and arrived on the scene. 2 days after I got there, the artistic director who was there at the time, who hired me, tendered his resignation. So it's a kind of different set of transitions. I believe that OSF is in a change. It's facing some difficulties, but they're not insurmountable. I think that theaters face difficulties all the time. Part of the process of leading a theater is trying to see far enough ahead to mitigate risk, but also to be able to put yourself in a position to challenge yourself. And so I think that that's the way that OSF has been functioning.
What qualities do you hope to bring to the stage at OSF? What should playgoers expect in the coming seasons?
Well, I have a deep and profound love of Shakespeare and his kind of renegade revolutionary spirit. And I believe that that's at the center of OSF. At the core of it is this longstanding harnessing of the spirit of Shakespeare. I am also interested in new plays and the development of new plays. Part of why I applied for the job is because OSF is really kind of already doing the things that I'm really interested in.
Now, a lot of what Bill Rausch brought to OSF was an approach known as EDI, Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. What does that mean to you, and how do you see developing that approach at OSF?
OSF is an industry leader in the areas of equity, diversity, inclusion, and social justice, and there will be a continued commitment to that work. It's because it's been invaluable not only to OSF's growth, it's been invaluable to Ashland's growth, and it's been invaluable to the entire industry of theater. OSF is the flagship theater for that work, and theaters across the country will cite OSF as part of the reason why they felt like it was possible for them to engage in these areas of equity, diversity, and inclusion, and begin to start to change the field.
Now, wildfires have had a big impact on Southern Oregon and the Shakespeare Festival in the past 2 summers. How do you anticipate coping with that?
I lived in Los Angeles for 17 years, and fire is a season. And now it seems like fire is going to be a season in Southern Oregon. And so what do we need to do in order to get in front of that? Are there other ways to deliver what OSF delivers so that you can ensure the festival atmosphere, but also be able to give people opportunity to witness the work? So I plan to work with the board and the company to improve fundraising structures and review the company systems for improvement.
Nataki, thanks for talking to us today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, Liam.
I've been speaking with Nataki Garrett, the newly hired artistic director at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. I'm Liam Moriarty.